Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
The OJ is there. Prayer, a beautiful song. We trust the Father is doing you well, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. Thank you so much to Johan Els. And he's been holding it tight, man. He's been holding it tight, making sure that you sail peacefully, you know. Like one politician said, we are cruising quite magnificently. So you were cruising quite magnificently with Johan. What a grace. What a talent. What a gift. What a ministry. What an anointing. We thank the Father for him. Of course, on the line I have in Cape Town, Baruch Yah. And let me welcome and greet him. Tudaraba. Shalom,
hey,
Malak.
Shalom, 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 Malak. Message in Music 1976 album.
That's it, my bror. Anyway, are you well, Sam?
Shalom and Tudaraba to you, Malak. I am great. I am well. I was in Joburg for a short stint. I only arrived last night. Kamasihu.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just for a very short time.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm good. I'm back. I really had a great time. And yeah, we Baruch Abba Yahuwah for each and everything, the journeys that we get to walk every single day, and we say that is will be done in our lives. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give him all the glory, the esteem, the respect, the power, and the might, the honor, for they all belong to him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, you know.
That is the professor.
And of course, we have Professor Buison Daisy on the line.
Professor, Professor, and family, and also to the Radio Pulpit listeners. Hey, kitsure kema kaka jeko.
Kiona. Why wanna disorder? Kiona ya konka bukamuso. Why wanna? Yeah, no. Or konka bukamuso. We don't lose out radio ya kale ya haumna. Professor, greetings to you. Welcome to the show.
Greetings, my brother. Thank you very much. And greetings, Brother Baruch Yah. And I could realize that it's a blessed evening indeed.
Yeah.
And it's a pity you didn't come to see us while you're in Joburg.
Yeah, you must.
Went back to Cape Town. Yeah.
You must make time. And
You must.
Yeah, you must make time and see us.
I want to talk about it at times because once we are there, and then but when I leave my cabin, you know, because also I didn't plan. I just decided, fella, or no, I can't play, you know, from nowhere. So, but the kilo put the rich. I'm coming to visit, but next time, I promise you, I will do that.
Yeah.
Next
we'll make
time.
A plan.
I'll make a plan.
No, thank you.
No, that would be great. That would be great. Yes. Now,
we thank the Father.
Hallelujah. Are you well, Professor?
I am well, my brother. I am well. No complaints. The grace of the Father is sufficient.
Yes.
It's sufficient to carry us through. Thank you for asking. Oh, I even forgot to greet our beautiful Radio Pulpit family. I greet you all, saints, in the mighty name of our Lord, Yahushua HaMashiach. And I hope your family, Brother Ray, is doing well as well, in the name of the Lord.
Oh, yes. Actually, I mean, at home, I'm with Neo. Tato is in her house. And my wife is in Cape Town in Worcester. Working. It's just work. I was in Pumalanga and then came in, and so it is just that. dia boa.
Yeah.
Yeah, kidi buango.
So, order of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and we thank the Lord.
Absolutely. And I wanted to pass my regards to our children, Professor.
Yes.
Yeah, and please tell Jabs that, you know, we really owe each other a sit down and just talk.
Yeah.
And tell the older sister that we need to chat, just to chat. The little one, we need to sing. Me and her, we need to go to the studio.
We must. It's long overdue.
Yeah,
it's
we need to go to the studio and sing, you know, and sing.
Yeah. We will.
Anyway.
Yeah, the time has come.
Absolutely. Anyway, we are talking about redemption, isn't it? And we are touching base on what redemption is even all about. And I have asked some of our friends to become part of the show. I've asked Mrs. Pindi Mamruti in Benoni to become part of the show. And I have also asked Sipati Tabudi, who has been part of the show for quite some time. And I would say, do you know this show has won awards, man? The radio awards, you know, last week. Sipati has been part of this for quite some time. We give the Father glory. And also, I trust that we will be, if possible, Mukaiti will talk to us. Amelia Mabaso, we hope she will talk to us. But also Lisa Poe. Lisa is touching base with us. We've asked her to become part of the show and just contribute to the show. It would be such wonderful. And I'm looking forward to doing powerful podcasts with Lisa Poe. You must check her out. She's happening. Check her podcast also. They are happening. And tomorrow we'll be with Landu Tato on air. If things go well, you will just enjoy the moments. Anyway, I want to touch base on the very aspect of what is implied by the notion of redemption. Because when we say redeemed, we speak of those delivered by being purchased from the bondage of sin and its consequences. Those who have been purchased from the bondage of sin and its consequences. I remember Phineas Peary, when we talk, and then he wouldn't say results of a thing. He would say consequences, but he would mimic some of the teachers of the apartheid times who would be saying consequences. Lehod, you will suffer the consequences. And so we're touching base on that very aspect. Redemption, being redeemed or the redeemed, it's a referral to those who are delivered by being purchased from the bondage of sin and its consequences. And also redemption is a process of buying back, ransoming, recovering something by paying a price, a deliverance from the enslavement of sin, and a release into a new freedom that is found in Yahushua HaMashiach. That is what is implied. That is what is meant by redemption. And of course, also, we're going to look at Christ as the means of redemption, you know, and see as to whether what has become the conceptions of the saints these days when it comes to redemption. What has become the concepts of the saints when we talk about redemption? What comes to mind, especially in most saints? And sometimes I feel, or I have felt, that this is one concept that has been laid to rest. Deliberately, the devil is intending that it be so. And this is because of some of the cookings of the devil that he had brought across in the Bible interpretations, so that some of the core features of salvation should be overlooked. Anyway, redemption means buying back, ransoming, recovering something by paying a price. Deliverance means redemption means a deliverance from the enslavement of sin and a release to a new freedom in the Messiah. We're talking about that. The release into a new freedom in the Messiah, because one has been brought back or bought back by Yahuwah or Elohim, Abba Yahuwah. The Father, the Creator, has bought us back through Christ. And that is known as redemption. But what does it mean to you? Have you ever come across this? How long have you spoken about this? How many times in your ministry have you touched on the issue of redemption? We're talking about that.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. I am looking at Isaiah, and let me start with you, Professor. I'm looking at Isaiah in the book of Isaiah 35, verses 9. It says, "No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast go upon it. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there." Now, this is a highway, if you look into it, is a highway which shall be there, as the Father speaks. He says in verse 8, "A highway shall be there and a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Whoever walks on the road, although a fool, shall not go astray. Although a fool shall not go astray, nor shall there be any ravenous beast going up on it. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed will walk there." And it says, verse 10, "And the ransomed of the Elohim shall return and come to Zion with singing and with everlasting joy on their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away." This is a beautiful promise of salvation. Redemption means a salvation, but he's creating a way. Redemption has become a way. It is a law, because the way is a law of cleanliness that is brought unto us by grace. And we are being washed. It says, regardless whether you're a fool or a wise man, when you are washed with this, you become righteous. You walk a walk of holiness. And it says, these are the ransomed of the Most High. It means the ones he had paid a price for. Redemption also means there's a price paid to cleanse us from a sin that corrupts us, that owns us, a sin that has a right of consequence over our lives. What comes to mind, Professor?
Thank you, my brother. Thank you very much. This topic of today is making me happy, actually, because it's taking us back to the fundamentals of who we are and what we need to pay attention to.
Mm.
And as you are outlining what Isaiah 35 is talking about, that this is the way, this is the road, this is a pathway that could only be walked by certain people who have been taken aside by the Father himself. I would like to go to the book of Genesis. I'll come back to this one, because this one is putting it more clearer, but I want us to go to the foundations about when did the Father create this way, when did he do this, what had happened for him to talk about redemption. That's because he wanted to reconcile, he wanted to bring back the people whom he loved. And if he talks about being the way of the selected, the way of those whom he had been with at the beginning, and the enemy came and stole them, and the Father comes and make a way for his people to come back to him. So in the redemption, it is about the action of the Father, the works of the Father, saving his people from the bondage of sin, atoning them from the state of guilt, taking them away from the fault that they found themselves at, and taking them away from the mistakes that they've done. And the Father takes them and snatches them out and takes them into a place where there is light. When you are talking about an intro about the redemption, you are talking about the buying from the point of darkness, and you release that which you have bought by a certain price, releasing it to the everlasting freedom in the Messiah, which is a beautiful thing. But now we need to go back to the point of what had happened before the Father could take and snatch out these people whom he loved so much, buying them from darkness. It is because these people whom God had created had moved from the position where the Father left them. We remember in Genesis 3, verse 8, when the Father came to look for his people in the garden during the cool of the day, he calls on Adam and his wife, and they were no longer found in the presence of the Lord. So when the Father redeems, he is taking his people from darkness, taking them back to where they were originally. So he is redeeming them from darkness, where they have been taken to that point by the enemy, by the cunning nature of the enemy, and he is bringing them back to the everlasting light, everlasting life in the Messiah, which is the position that men initially occupied. So when we are redeemed, brethren, we are bought by the Father. It's like the Father pays the price again, because he was our Father, we belong to him. So he buys that which belongs to him from the point of darkness, and he takes that which belongs to him to where it originally was. And we are now calling ourselves the redeemed of the Lord. And when we are in that position of being redeemed, it means we are secluded, we are different, we are taken to a different path, we are taken into the road, the highway of holiness. And that path of the redeemed is the path that is not supposed to be invaded by anybody else who is not redeemed. It is created only for those whom God had put them in that position, because they are no longer in darkness, they are in the light. When you read Isaiah 35, starting from verse 8 to verse 10, it is speaking about the highway that the Father has created, about the road called the highway of holiness. So those who are redeemed are taken into the highway of holiness, because they have to identify with the Holy Father. So the redeemed have the identity of the Father. The redemption is the act and the process of taking them from point of darkness into the point of light. Redemption is about taking that which was dirty and clean it and put it into the right path, that it may be channeled into the way of the Lord. And when you are redeemed, Brother Ray, you are expected to live like the Father, to live with the ordinances of the Father, and you are not expected to go in any other way except the way of the Lord. You're not supposed to go astray, as verse 8 is talking about it. We are not expected to go astray, because this road of redemption is the road that is only defined by the Father, is only dedicated to those whom the Father has washed by the blood. Verse 9 of the same scripture, Isaiah 35, no lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast go up on it. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. So it's talking about the dimension where the redeemed are found, because this is the dimension of the Father. This is the dimension that we originally had, the dimension that we fell from, but the Father made a way to put us back. And he says, in this dimension, there shall be no ravenous beast that will go into it. So the redeemed of the Lord go into a path of holiness, go into a state that is like the Father who has put them there. And verse 10 says, and the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy on their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. So these are the things that are received and are lived by the redeemed of the Lord. And what we must understand is that this is the works that are done by the Father. when you introduced this, you said this is the way, this is the law of cleanliness, this is the law of righteousness, these are the works of the Lord. So we must understand that it is the Father who redeems us. Men cannot redeem themselves. Men cannot save themselves, but the Father is the one who does the works of redemption.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Professor. I really appreciate it. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. We touching base on this, the very issue of redemption. Buying back that which has been lost. Buying back that which has been taken over by sin, and rightfully so, has to suffer the consequences.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Sala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Fumana i-app yethu kwi-App Store okanye kwi-Play Store. Kungenjalo, qhagamshelana nathi kuradiopulpit.co.za.
Right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father's doing well, gracing you so much in the mighty way. You and I are the best of friends, man. I'm talking to Baruch Yah now from Cape Town. And the very aspect of redemption, my brother, I'm looking at the very same book of Isaiah. I'll go away a bit, but I just want to go to Isaiah again. Isaiah chapter 51 says something beautiful with regards to redemption. And I just want to read it before you comment. Now, that is Isaiah 51. Verses 11, but I'll just move around 11 for context purposes. Now, it says, are you not the one who dried up the sea, that verse 10, the waters of the great deep, that made the depths of the sea a road for the redeemed to cross over? So the ransom of the Elohim shall return and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy in their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness. Sorrow and sighing shall flee away. But I look at verse 10. Are you not the one who dried up the sea, the waters of the great deep, that made the depths of the sea a road for the redeemed to cross over? Redemption also is the Father's way of making us to cross over from a life of sin, captivity, into a life of His freedom and His promises, the life of His rest. What say you, Malak?
Indeed, it is the truth for us to be able to maybe relate or remember Passover. You know, because Passover is that crossing over, meaning that the activity that happened in the book of Exodus chapter number 12, which has shown us that they had, there was a symbol of blood where they had to mark their lentils and their doorposts. And when the Malak passed by at night, then those that were covered or marked with this dam, the blood, then it would pass through and not touch any of them.
Yeah.
So it shows, because it is another way to reveal who Yahusha is in the presence, or him being hidden, not being revealed as we see him in the New Testament.
But yeah.
Also understand. And I also like as well to can relate it a bit with pregnancy as a witness, because let's say the mother is pregnant and now it's a different world, right, where the child is sitting in a different world inside the tummy. And when now there's that redemption, redeeming this child from the tummy to bring them out of the tummy, then there is also that marking, the bleeding happens, and then the child gets to, and there are labor pains as well. So everything gives us, it relates to what happened in Egypt, basically, because then there's those labor pains, and then the child now goes out, you know. So this is also one way, or one thing that we can look at as one of the testimony that Abba Yahuwah is trying to bring or teach us scripture. So in the whole thing, we can be able to understand, to say the ransom, it is about the way. There is a way, there is a path, there's a tone that has been set, and it has been set up by Yahusha. Meaning that we need to look at him. He is a model. He is something that we can look at as a, we can say, okay, he's a prototype, whereby we don't look at Baruch, we don't look at Pastor so-and-so, because we human. Today we can have a different nature, and the scripture does tell us that anyone can say that they don't have sin, then they are liars. So now we have this one who has been modeled before us.
Yeah.
We have this one who comes to show what is truth, to show what is life, and to say this is the way in which you should go. So he's the word, basically. So him being the word, he's teaching us about himself, to say, if you follow the word, then, you know, we are now able to can gain that rest. We are redeemed from so many things, because look at the temptation that happens, that Satan will still come. Satan will want to put things in our minds to lead us astray and all that. But when we have the word and we are firm, then we are able to conquer. We are able to win the battles. That is part of what we can call redemption. I'd like to because we say it is to buy back, it is to restore. So when we look, let's look at Psalm 119, and I want us to look at the letter Dalat. The letter Dalat, which we know it, or we call it the door, we call it, and we know the door gives access, you know, like entrance coming in and out. So now it says, and it's speaking about the way, and we need to understand this way. Now, when you look at this letter Dalat, when we see two things, we have the Da and the Ta in Dalat. So the Da and the Ta, it relates to the law, the commandment, the statutes of Abba Yahuwah. And the La, the letter La, it points us to say, when we want this redemption, when we want this salvation, this is the way in which we should go. So it says, I'm laid low into the dust, preserve my life according to your word. I give an account on my ways, and you answer me. Teach me your decrees. So there it is, to say now, this person is been pointed to land the decrees, because he is willing, he has found that which is of the truth, or truth is presented to him, and he starts to accept it, and he says, you know what, I'm going to leave everything else that has been misleading me. Hence, I was laid low to the dust, and meaning that I became nothing. The enemy did as he pleased. But now I get to find, to receive your word, and I start to walk according to your word, because now I start to follow your word. I start to follow you, and you start to answer me, and you are teaching me this way in which I should walk. And you cause me to understand the way of your precepts. Hallelujah. So in this, it brings the identity of who HaMashiach is. Letter number four, it's so interestingly, because we see that Judah is child number four, and Yahusha is the way. So this is also what we can say, he is the Dalat, because he is coming to example this way in which we should follow. And what way is it? It is the way of the commandments, the statutes, the laws. So he's teaching us obedience, to say, for us to be redeemed, we have to walk according to the commandments. There's no one saved, always saved. There's no, I don't believe in the Old Testament, but I only believe in the New Testament. Because now we get to learn to understand, to say, this speaks of Yahusha. And it shows that when he is on earth, here he is. He is walking according to the way. He's the way, he's the truth, he's the light. So he's coming to example that, because that is what really brings redemption unto us. This is now what makes us to, what we can say, we get redeemed from the whole thing, that now we are ransomed, we return, and we come to sing joy, we come to be excited, because now we can say, through this, this Dalat, which means it's the way, the path that leads to rest. So at the end of everything, when we look back, we will say, because we walk this path, that is where we find rest. And this rest, we can look at it in the bigger picture as what we term as the everlasting life. This rest, we can look at it also to say, it is how I am able to win the battles. You know, because he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So it is about walking in this path that he has laid. And it shows that the results of me and you walking in this path, this is now what we are going to inherit. And the enemy now can no longer claim anything. And at the end of the day, because we are at rest, it means we are comforted. We are celebrating, because now we've reached the covenant. It's the end. She said, whew, I've ran my race, I've ran my marathon, and at the end of the day, I find rest, because what happens? I'm being crowned. Hallelujah.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Malak. I really appreciate. And of course, we are talking about the very notion of what is meant by the concept of redemption. What comes to mind when we are talking about redemption? Something to really take note of and be able to speak as to what is meant by it these days. Now, do we have the right impression of what redemption is? We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you make of it. The very notion of redemption, what it is all about, what it says, what it means. Something to take a look into. What is redemption? What is it all about? And what does it mean? We're talking about that. Send us a WhatsApp, 082657-2729. Let's hear what you say.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, let's talk to Sipati Tabudi. Sipati, greetings.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, and good evening to your listeners. Thank you so much for the opportunity to contribute to today's topic, redemption. And a couple of words come to mind when I think of the word redemption, such as freedom, repurchase, eternal life, salvation, deliverance, rescue, forgiveness, liberation, adoption. I could go on. So we understand that we have all sinned. We all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory, and that sin separates us from God. But redemption was a way of God paying the price to restore us back to himself.
Oh, yes.
So when you read in Mark 10, verse 45, it says, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." We all understand what transpired on the cross and what it meant for us. In Romans 3, verse 24, it reads, "And all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus." So what redemption means for me personally as a born-again child of God is that I have a restored identity, if I may call it that.
Yeah.
So what redemption means for me is that I'm not defined by my past sins or my past mistakes. The word of God in 2 Corinthians says that, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come." So I walk in newness. And it also means that I have been freed from bondage. You know, because we understand that Jesus has broken all the chains of sin, and he has given us the strength to walk in newness, like I said. And what redemption also means for me is that I have been set apart for God's mission. So I've been called for a purpose, to live a purposeful life. In other words, I ought to live a life that sets an example of faith. When you read in Ephesians 2 verse 10, it says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." So that's basically what redemption means for me. And there's also a couple of other scriptures that I could quote that, you know, speak on the topic. When you read Revelations 5 verse 9, it says, "With your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation." So I think that scripture reminds us that, you know, redemption does not come as a result of our own works, but it is through Christ Jesus himself and what he did for us on the cross. So he has rescued us, according to Colossians 1 verse 13, he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and he has brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So for me, there is therefore no condemnation, because I am in Christ. Thank you.
Thank you so much,
Sipati. How do I forget 1 Peter 1:18 that reminds us that redemption cannot be bought with silver and gold, but it was bought with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish and defect. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Sipati. I really appreciate, man. It's good to hear from you.
Tune in. Grow in faith. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
Advertiser ibusiness lakho ku Radio Pulpit ube semgangathweni. I Radio Pulpit iyibrand ethenjwe kakhulu eminyakeni edlula amashumi amane futhi inabalaleli abadlula u 400,000. Sesinama package amahle kakhulu kanye nezindawo eziningi zokuadvertiser ukuze ibusiness lakho likhule. Uma ufuna ukuadvertise, thinta uSanet ku 012-334-1254 noma uthumele i-email kusanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Futhi ungathumela i-SMS ethi advertise ku-37871. I-SMS ikhokhelwa imali ejwayelekile.
Let's listen to Mam Pindi.
Greetings in the name of Jesus.
Greetings, Mama.
Pastor Ray, according to my understanding, your redemption, uNicodemus ke wabuza uJesu, wambuza ukuthi, how can, when we say unless we are born again, we cannot see the kingdom of God, ushutin uJesu makaphendula lapha ku John 3:3 uthi, Jesus replied, very true I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. How can someone be born when they are old? Nicodemus asked, surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born. Jesus answered, very true I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and spirit. My understanding ukuthi Jesus Christ redeemed us. UJesu Christ usibhadalela izono zethu. UJesu Christ usifakile embusweni wasezulwini, in the land of the living. Our charges are cancelled. Our price has been paid. Christ has made it up for us. We are delivered from our sins. We are blameless through Christ. UNkulunkulu usekasenzele konke lokho. UNkulunkulu usithumele the only begotten son lapha ku John 3:16. Ukuthi namhlanje siphile embusweni kaNkulunkulu, in the land of the living. We are in the kingdom of God, but we are in the land of the living. So we are blameless. The devil is always blaming us, torturing us. Njalo nje sihlala sisemacaleni uSatan. Because the devil will always remind you into zayizolo ukuthi wena, you're talking about who? And who are you? But once you understand which you are redeemed through Christ, you are blameless. In those akwazaizol, izono ezakudala zo baba wethu Adam, zisuluyo when you are in Christ. Once you accept with your mouth and umthatha Jesus Christ ngokweqiniso, in truth and in spirit, you are blameless. Because when you wake up, you always remind yourself, I'm a righteousness of God. I'm a chosen generation. I'm a peculiar nation.
Yeah.
I'm the child of God. So nothing, I can just be selling move. I look Kumbo Zoguti when is on Ozako with 2000 and Bani Bani, when 19 Bani Bani wins. We are blameless, we are redeemed, we have been set apart. Says to Gil, always all those pillar, oh, when I'm changed, we are renewed daily through Christ. So, Uncle Uncle Lucent, the favor, he made it up for us. Axena Wuti, indoza izolo zingabuye zihlalela.
Yeah.
Uke wabona umuntu osindisiwe Pastor Ray kuthiwa nangu umzalwane bekabulela abantu. Hey, ziyaxhimeka into zakhe. Awukumbuli.
Yeah.
Uzokhunjuzwa yilaba abasembusweni obumnyama. Kuzoba yibo abaloku bathi, "Hela, uyamkhumbula lo, uye lo wabulala." Hayi, yo, angeke ngihlale nokuhlala because we are redeemed. Sithengwe ngenani eliphezulu kabi. Elingalinganiswa, elingafaniswa. Hey, redemption eyenzwe uChrist ngeimpilo zethu cannot be compared with anything. Sometimes you look at these rich people and then when they show off ngeinto zabo, their cars, their houses, izinto zabo, ubazwela ubuhlungu ukuthi oh Nkosi, abazi ukuthi ukuthula okungaphakathi thina sithengwe ngenani eliphezulu elenza ukuthi singashakewa anything yasemhlabeni, singathuswa noma yini, singagijimisa izinto. And because when they talk of their things, they speak highly ngento zabo, they talk highly ukuthi I'm about to buy there's a new car, what hela but they can't sleep at night. Emaceleni uzomuzwa umuntu akucela ukuthi hey, ngicela nje mfethu, yazi mawulala ungangikhohlwa nawe embusweni wakho omthandazo. Hey, I can't sleep. Thina sithengiwe sinokuthula, isikhathi sokulala siyacima iy'bani silale, isikhathi sokuvuka siyavuka sithandaze, impilo ichubeke because sithengwe ngenani eliphezulu, sisembusweni wasezulwini, in the land of the living. Thank you, Pastor Ray. Thank you so much. That's how I understand redemption. That's how God spoke to me about redemption. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you so much. Bless you too. Bless you too. Bless you too, my friend. I really appreciate. And of course, send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. I Radio Pulpit Facebook. Yeyo luntu lonke.
All right, Lisa is also has also sent in something and I'm going to play it a bit later on, and also quite a lot have sent me some things. The people have asked, the people have done shows with before, and the people have produced shows with, and some of the people have seen them growing, you know, which is a good thing. Seen them growing mightily, which is a good thing. Now, send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. What does redemption mean to you? What is it even all about? That's what I'm interested in. What is it even all about?
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Professor, let me bring this to you. When we talk about redemption also, we are touching base on this very issue. And our Father, Abba Yahuwah, is the author of our redemption. And I like it because he is the one who planned it. You know, that makes me so relaxed. You know, knowing that the perfect one has done a perfect job here. When you go back to Exodus, you touched a bit on Exodus earlier on, and I just didn't want to go to it then. But there's something I have taken note of in Exodus, I think it's chapter 15. And when you look into it, verse 13 and 14, they say, "You in your mercy have led forth the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them in your strength to your holy habitation." This redemption is the work of the Father to return us back into his guidance so that we be found dwelling in his holy habitation.
Ish, I like that. I like that. And then verse 40 says, the people will hear and be afraid. Sorrow will take hold of the inhabitants of Philistia. They will hear and they will be afraid. In other words, this is the plan of the Father that not only saves us, but also puts a stamp of end to the kingdom of darkness. And something that many people don't look into. Redemption is a seal of the Father to rendering the kingdom of darkness powerless. He takes away all the keys. See you, Professor.
What a beautiful work of the Father. You know, as you are reading, I could picture the wisdom of the Father, the works of the Father, as he takes us from the hand of the enemy who was gloating at the time, thinking that he had won over us. And the Father comes with this beautiful plan of redemption. The enemy has told himself that I've got them and there's nothing that anybody can do. And we see the mercies of the Lord leading us back to where we belong, taking us back to our position, taking us back to the strength that we initially had in the Garden of Eden, taking us back to our holy habitation. I love that phrase, that we were taken back to the holy habitation. I think the only thing that is left right now is for us to live in that holy habitation with understanding, live in that position with knowledge and wisdom that we belong here. This is where we've been before. This is where the Father initially placed us, and he has taken us back there. So we need to live in this place that God has ushered us into with that confidence and knowing that we can speak to the devil with the authority that we already have, because he who is redeemed has the authority that the Father has given to him. He who is redeemed is able to speak wisdom, is able to speak victory, is able to speak salvation, is able to speak conquering, is able to speak victory all around his life and all around her life. So this verse is telling us that it is the Father, the only one who does the works of redemption, and he did that through his mercy, leading us back to our position, which is the position of strength, which is the position where we are identifying ourselves with him. So redemption gives us back our identity, gives us back our understanding, gives us back our power. It is a position of power. It is a position of dominion. It is a position of rulership. It is a position where you can function like the Father. And unfortunately, what happens is those who see you in that position, who have not yet been ushered there because of the darkness that is still around them, the Bible says so will take hold of the inhabitants of those who have not yet been ushered there, simply because you have escaped from where they've been, where these people are, and you are now different, having attained your identity as a child of the Most High, which is why the enemy continues to come after us, continues to pursue us so that we can lose that position again. And the beautiful thing is that since the Father has done it for us, he has done it with the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach, the blood that conquers, the blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel, the blood that cleanses us. And as we get cleansed, we are taken to the same identity, the same fiber, the same glory that we had before the foundation, or before we could even fall in the Garden of Eden. I want to read Colossians 1, verse 20 to 22. It says, and by him, to reconcile all things to himself by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of the cross. And you who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. Through redemption, we are presented holy. We are presented blameless. And there is nothing that the enemy can do about that, because the price has been paid. the price, the blood of Yahusha has paid the price that nobody could be able to take away from us. And the Bible says he did it by his flesh through his death. So if there is death, there is blood, there is enough evidence that there is nobody who owes anybody anything as long as the price has been paid, the blood has been paid for us, that we get into that platform, that holy habitation. So when we are redeemed, we live in freedom, we live in peace, we live in understanding that we are one with the Father, whom we were once with before we could fall. And we must understand, according to 1 Peter 1:18-19, that we are redeemed with the blood that is not corruptible. This is not silver, this is not gold. One of the brethren has said, we must know that we do not buy redemption by any physical blood or any physical commodity like silver and gold or our money, but we must know that this redemption that we are taken to has been received by the precious blood of the Lamb, and nobody therefore can be able to match the price that has been paid for our redemption. So this spotless, blemishless blood of Yahusha makes it possible for us to be able to live a victorious life, and therefore there is no condemnation of those who are in the Lord Yahusha HaMashiach, because they know that they have been cleansed, because redemption cleanses you. Which is why we can speak with confidence, I am a new creation. I can be able to stand with conviction, I am a new creation. The old has passed. I am no longer the person I was yesterday before I was washed by the blood of Yahusha. I am no longer living and defined by my past. I am not defined by my background. I'm not defined by the faults that I've done. So the blood of Yahusha makes sure that I am totally, totally cleansed. I'm totally given the new identity, given the new dominion, and I can speak with confidence. I can begin to command because I am redeemed. I am the redeemed of the Lord Almighty. So these are the things that you must understand. Ephesians 1, verse 7, in closing, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. So it means we are not going to live in condemnation. A redeemed person must not live in condemnation, and neither must he be deceived by the enemy. I know that sometimes when you've done anything wrong or you've done a mistake, you will start living in condemnation, forgetting that through redemption you have the right to go back to the Father and confess and repent, and then you go back to your position because you've been redeemed through his blood. So the enemy must not preach to you. The enemy must not convict you that you are a sinner, you cannot go back to your position as a child of God. He has no right to speak to us, the redeemed, but we have been, we have the Holy Spirit who continues to remind us of our faults. Therefore, we can immediately go back to our position when we confess and repent, because we've been redeemed by the blood, and now we are ushered into the position where the Holy Spirit is there for us to speak to us, to guide us, and the Word of God is there to make sure that our feet are always guided by the light that comes from the Word of the Lord. And hence we must understand that this is the works of the Father. Nobody can do it for himself, because it is him, the omnipresent, the powerful God who did it. So it means nobody can take it away from us if we live in him as we are supposed to live in him as the redeemed of the Lord.
All right. Thank you so much, Professor. I hear you quite well. I really appreciate. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear you.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.